he's a character for sure. It's really amazing to see a guy with his magnitude that, in terms of the awards he's won, right? He's probably going to be 2-time National Player of the Year, and he still spends hours after games signing autographs, talking to fans, taking pictures, and I think you would see guys from a lot of different schools who would probably wouldn't do that, right? They'd get annoyed with it to some degree, and wouldn't want to go out there and sign autographs. But every game, he's out there for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours after a game that he just played, 35 minutes and had 30 and 15. Like, it's just, you don't see that. And just getting to be around him at practices or games has been really fun. He doesn't think he's better than everybody else. He's very humble, and you don't see that from a lot of guys like with his status. And he'll joke with you, whether you're the second guy in the rotation or you're the last guy, he still treats you the same way, which is really amazing.
Well, here's one thing that I've noticed about him and coming down the home stretch, and that is even when he played the game, he played kind of, I want to say, quietly. People would be beating on him and he wouldn't have much of a reaction. But it seems like now it's a kind of a different tone, man. He's ready to light things up a little bit if you come in and start beating on him as much as he does on a regular basis. Do you see the same thing?
Yeah, and it's funny, you say he's kind of quiet, but, he'll have games where he goes for 25 and 10, and that's kind of an off night, so to say. But, yeah, I think there's definitely a kind of a burning fire inside of not only him but our team, just trying to kind of revenge last year's loss in the tournament. So I think all of our guys are kind of ready to kind of quiet the naysayers, and him especially. I think that's why he came back.
Well, I know that last year, Don and Carl, we tried to get over to Mackey Arena to cover one of the manager's games. How did you guys do this year in the manager's games?
So we actually finished up 8-0, so we went undefeated this year. Manager guys, the guys who run the league will go through, just like the guys for the actual tournament, they'll go through and they'll seed all of the manager teams, and they will post a Twitter poll on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, and it's a fan vote for the first three rounds. So if we could get some votes and some support, we would love to have your vote. So all you have to do is click on Purdue, and that asks your vote, and it gets kind of played just like the actual tournament. So whoever receives the most votes will move on. And then once you get to the Elite Eight, if you make it to the Elite Eight, you get to go down to the Final Four in Phoenix and actually play the games, which is really cool.
That is cool. All right, so everybody out there, can you vote multiple times?
If you have multiple counts, absolutely.
Outstanding.
But if you just have the one account, just one vote.
All right. Well, I'm going to get on. I'll make that happen. I don't do that stuff very much, but I'll find a way to get on there. Got to make sure I get you in Arizona. We got to get them Gophers notified out there, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Gopher fans, let's be getting on X and voting for the Boilermakers, even though you may be an IU fan. Just chuck it up one time. You'll be all right. It'll be okay.
Yep.
All right, last thing I want to talk about, maybe not the last thing, and that is I want to go back to a game where you played at Iowa, packed everything up, got back in time to show your friendly face out on the land of the Gophers when they were playing a ball game. Talk a little bit about that ball game or about that day. That says a lot about your stick-to-itiveness, your commitment to what it is you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it was a long day for sure. So we actually played at Iowa at, I think it was an afternoon game, like a 2 p.m. Tip. And the Gophers, obviously, were playing that Friday or Saturday night at 6. So we played the game, and then it was about 5:30, 6 o'clock by the time we had left the arena. So we flew out of the airport, made it back to News Airport. But my job wasn't just yet finished, so we actually have to unpack all the bags once we get back to Mackey Arena, where we unloaded everything, put all of our equipment away. And then I made the 40 or so minute drive back to Gopher Country, and at the very end of the third quarter and the entire fourth quarter of the Clinton Prairie game against Fountain Central. And I know it may seem like a lot, but I feel like I made a commitment to both Purdue and Clinton Prairie that I was going to give my best effort regardless of what was going on. So I figured I would at least try and make what I could for the Clinton Prairie game and caught the tail end, which I don't know if I was the good luck charm or what, but we seemed to play a little bit better and ended up getting the win against the Mustangs that night.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'm sure Coach Peckinpah was happy to see you, as you've been fortunate to play or be a part of some really, really good coaches at a high school level to help you move forward in your quest of being a teacher and a coach. So, Bailey, I know that it's a busy morning for you. Truly appreciate you calling in this morning, and go Boilers.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, anytime. Call in anytime. We were talking with Coach Bailey Good, a senior manager of the Purdue Boilermakers men's basketball team. He's up in Minnesota getting ready to take on those Badgers of Wisconsin. Go get them, Bailey. Again, thanks for calling in. Second quarter action coming up. Brad Scott, the head baseball coach of the Rossville Hornets, he's on deck. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Inside the Huddle. Our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Welcome back, Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. Isaac Chavez on the board, and we're getting ready to take a guy from being on deck to being batting up, batter up. That's Brad Scott, the head coach of the Rossville Hornets. Welcome to Inside the Huddle, Brad.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's really hard to believe that we're in the midst or getting ready to get started in baseball, but you guys have been going for a little bit out there, huh?
Yeah, the weather's definitely been on our side. A little odd this year. Felt really weird driving to a basketball sectional and not seeing a snowstorm. Feels like the first time in a while that's happened. And, you know, first full week of practice here, and we're outside practicing in 60-degree weather. We'll definitely take it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and kind of dry. We've had a little bit of rain lately, which kind of slows things up out on the grass. But talk a little bit about your team and your expectations this year, Coach.
Yeah, we return just about everybody. We had two seniors last year that graduated for us, but we return just about everybody. It's an exciting year for us, we're really looking forward to it. It's been a bit of a culture rebuild the first week here this season, just changing the way we're doing things as far as our style of practice and the way we're going about everything. But we return almost every starter, we're just really excited to see what changes we make this so far in practice and our style, to see what can come from it.
Well, I've looked at your baseball schedule, and I'm thinking, who in the world got you guys put together there? I'm telling you what, it starts out with the hot dogs, and you're throwing in all kinds of big schools in the top of your lineup. I'm assuming it's to get everything ready for when you get into the conference?
Yeah. The beautiful thing about our state is, you know, you don't have to qualify for the postseason, so your record doesn't really matter. And the way we look at it is, it's not so much about the wins and losses early in the year. Obviously, you want to win your conference, but really just want to challenge your guys to play the best that we possibly can before we get to conference and ultimately before we get to sectional. And that way that we feel like they're prepared.
Any changes in the rules and regulations of high school baseball this year?
So we added the pitch communication system, similar to what you can see in college, as far as the, you know, you can communicate one way to the catcher. Catcher can't communicate back, but they wear a headpiece for the programs that will do that. That'll be one change, but as far as the game goes, no, not really any changes this year.
So when you talk about communication, is that you to the catcher, or is that you to both the catchers and the pitchers?
Yeah, so the one coach can have a headset that can actually talk into, and the catcher can have an earpiece, essentially acting as a receiver, then he can hear you on the other end. So he can't communicate back to the coach, and you can only do it to the catcher.
Interesting, man. That's a kind of a cool thing. I mean, I know in the days it was always signals in, and this to speed things up or just to make sure the communication goes between you and the catcher.
Yeah, I mean, if you know baseball coaches, you know we're about the most superstitious people on the planet. So when it comes to signal calling, a lot of coaches out there, you know, fear that their signals are getting stolen or whatever. But then also a lot of us, you know, just throw a strike. You know, I'm sure that a lot of catchers will hear that in their earpiece a lot. Just throw a strike. You know.
Well, it's been a while since I've been out to the Rossville field. Is it still all dirt, or has there been some changes made to the baseball diamond?
No, we have a grass infield. We did cut the base lines out, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years ago. And then we were very fortunate a couple years ago that our school actually helped and ripped out all of our cagely fencing that ran from dugout to dugout, and we had a concrete wall put in with, you know, 33-foot tall netting that stretches from dugout to dugout. So there's been renovations. It's getting better. It's always a work in progress, but we use the resources that we have, and we say it's not Wrigley Field, but it's our little Wrigley Field, and we do take pride in it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Wrigley Field. A big Cub fan myself, and there's nothing better than that. Let's get back to your team itself, being the fact that everybody's coming back. I'm assuming that expectations are pretty high for your group in both the conference and maybe postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. With the new conference tournament setup that started last year, it's really freed up, like you were talking about, the ability to strengthen the schedule, because your regular season games against conference opponents, not to say that they don't mean everything, but, you know, the final standings in conference all come down to that tournament. So it really, you know, your conference record throughout the regular season is just to seed you for the conference tournament. So it really does, give you the flexibility to feel like you may go throw your ace, you know, in a non-conference game right before a conference game, just because we still have that conference tournament to fall back on. But yes, expectations are high. We expect and hope to compete for, you know, a conference championship and a sectional championship and beyond that, and the postseason. Those are definitely goals we have every year. And ultimately, you know, we want to find a way to play into June as long as we can.
We're talking with Coach Brad Scott of the Rossville Hornets baseball coach, your team. Coach, that conference thing, tournament, kind of intrigues me a lot, because I'm assuming it's the end of the year. So not only does it set you up for playing maybe one or two ball games on a day basis, but that also kind of feeds you into the postseason tournament.
Yeah, and it actually starts the week before sectional. Eric Heisner at Eastern has been, you know, the catalyst for this whole thing. He's really pushed this whole thing, and it last year was really neat. Championship Park there in Kokomo hosted the conference tournament, so you'd pull in there on that Monday, and you see eight different school buses from, you know, all the conference teams, because they have four fields that are basically back to back to back to each other. They're all like right there in one area. And so throughout the game, you'd see kids standing up in the dugouts, peeking back through, like, behind them to see what the score of, say, Delphi and Clinton Central is, and what Taylor and Clinton Prairie are doing. And it was just really neat experience for the kids. And it's cool, because if you're the first game done, all of a sudden, you know, you don't just leave the field right away. You're kind of just hanging out and watching the other two or three games. And if you happen to be that last team still playing, or last two teams still playing at the park that night, kind of get to play in front of an even bigger crowd, because now you've got, you know, six other teams still just lingering, watching, along with some of their parents and fans. And it was just really neat to have all the conference schools and teams playing at one time at one place.
So will you continue to use the Kokomo fields as your conference tournament?
I know that this year, to the best of my knowledge, I haven't heard otherwise, that it is still a go. I think it's something that I know that us coaches were very spoke very highly of last year, and as far as I know, I think we're going to keep it moving forward.
Well, I know you have a lot to do as being the head coach. I feel sorry for you because not only do you have to do all that work, but you got to cover for John Jacoby too. I don't know. How do you do all that, Coach?
Oh, it's not that hard. I'll tell you what. I've been blessed to have him by my side since day one here. You know, you're very fortunate to find help in a small community like this, with a guy that is just giving back so much to the community and coaching, you know, our youth in this community. It's been awesome. He's a mentor to me. He probably keeps me in line, and I'm very thankful for everything he does. And I'll tell you what, I love tuning in to Heartland TV or Hoosier Land TV and WILO when he's on the call, and enjoy listening to you guys. A lot of laughs.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, John's a great guy. He was a great addition when we were going last year. We did a lot of ball games, and we were really happy to have him along. Very knowledgeable of the game. So, Coach, hey, we're going to head on to the next one. Thanks for calling in, Coach. Best of luck. We're going to get you back on as the season progresses to see how you're doing.
I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you guys do for Clinton County Sports. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for doing what you do. We're talking with Brad Scott, the head coach of the Rossville Hornets. Don't go too far away. Brian Craig, the softball coach of Clinton Prairie, coming up next. You're listening to Inside the Huddle with Jamie and Don. And our sponsor is Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of north central Indiana. Today will be sunny with a high near 61 and breezy. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 34. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high near 43. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone County, Clinton County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.